Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Mars has to pass with Shmuel. Lilinishmasa. And it says in the Mishnah 32a in Mesechus Gittin, Hashalech get lishto vigir b'shlecho shalach achor shlech v'amr loget shenasati l'cho botol hu harize botol. If one sends a get to his wife through an agent, and he encountered the agent before the get was delivered, or he sent the second agent after the first agent, and he said to him, the get that I gave you to deliver is void. This get is indeed void. Gemara asks, O sheshalach acharav shaliach lamali, or if he sent the second agent after the first agent to void the get, what do I need to study? What do I need to... The Mishnah to teach me this case for, once we know from the first case that the husband can void the get, it's obvious he can empower an agent to do so. Shtuch shalom kamosa. And it's the Gemara Mao the same, I might have said that the agency of the latter agent is not stronger than the agency of the first agent, that the second agent, the second shliach, should be able to void it. Who says the second shliach can void the first shliach? Kamash Malan, so the Mishnah therefore tells us that the second agent is indeed able to void the get. That is the Gemara. And we have to understand what is the Salka Daitoch, that the shlichus of the second guy is not strong like the shlichus of the is no stronger than the shlichus of the first guy. The whole koach of the shliach, of the first shliach, is only because of the Baal. And the Baal sent the second shliach to be mizbatel shlichus. So it emerges that the shlichus of the first guy was mizbatel. Just like the Baal himself could be mizbatel shlichus. The shliach could be mizbatel shlichus. What's b'chlal b'hava mina? That the second shliach can't be mizbatel the first shliach. The husband decided that this first shlichus is batel. So he can do that himself and he can point to shliach. What's the hava mina that not? So we are going to base our analysis on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu. Hagoyin HaTzadik, Nosen Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. So we have to understand what the Perush is when the husband says, Get Shanasati L'cha Batel. Is Pshat that he's Mevatel the Get? Or is Pshat that he's Mevatel the Shlichus? Is he nullifying the Get? Or is he nullifying the proxy, the agency? BeEmes Pligi Bze Amoroi LeKamon. This is a Machlokas Amoroi 32b. Says the Gemara Choizer Megarish Bo Rashi Im Nimlach Abal Lachzor LeGarish Beget Shebitla. Can the husband change his mind and divorce with it? Or Eino Choizer Megarish Bo. Or he can't. In other words, if the husband Rashi Im Nimlach Abal Lachzor LeGarish Beget Shebitla, if the husband changes his mind and decides to divorce with the get that he was mevatel, can he use this get? Is the get reusable? Or is it not reusable? Rashi. Mi amrinan batel gita babalei kechaspe. Odil mashlichusa de shliach u de batalei. Ad de hoder umashvi le shliach. Aval gita loy batel. Do we say that the get is batel and it's like earthenware? It's nothing? Or maybe the shlichus of the shliach is batel, but not the get? Until he makes him a shliach again, he can no longer be a shliach. But the get is a beseder dika get. That's the Gemara's clear, the Gemara's shaila. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman was a big dayan, chozer megarish bo, Rav Sheshe Somar, eino chozer megarish bo. Rav Nachman says he can reuse it, and Rav Sheshe says that he cannot reuse it. And Allah Ta'ala follows Rav Nachman. That Chozer Megarish Bo, for the Gemara of Reikaimel on Hilchos HaKavosei de Rabbi Yochanan and Amar Chozeres. Rashi, in Kiddushin Perak HaOmer, Amar Leishas Kashli Mos Halal Lachas Shleishim Uchazer Vosach Shleishim, Batlu HaKiddushin Hola Batlu Bitaltan, Kodim Shayu Cholin, Hachinami Le Batlu Gite. In Kiddushin in Perak HaOmer Lachavero, it says that if a woman says, a man says to a woman, marry me with this money, after 30 days. And then, within 30 days, she changed her mind, the Kiddushin's batal. Because she was mevatel, the Kiddushin before it was chal. So let the get be batal. How can you say that it's like Rav Nachman, he can reuse the get? The get was cancelled. Just like you can cancel the Kiddushin, you can cancel the get in advance of the divorce. And for the Gemara, hachi hashta, whoa, tiyo koch. Wait a second. Hasim dibul v'dibulhu. Asadib mevatel dibur. Wait a second. There, we're talking about two dibors. So, dibor can mevatel a dibor. Rashi. Hasim etchilas miskadesh is idea dibor shen it's rats to be kiddushin. Asi dibor shel chazar mevatel dibor. Miwa mos lo batlo. Shim chazar vikitchik ba midaita mikudeshis. There, originally, she was miskadish ayde dibor. She wanted the kiddushin, so the dibor of chazar is mevatel of the dibor, but the mos can still be used. Mos is still good money. Here is mevatel the shlichus. It's not mevatel the get. Rashi, hachanehi haydi amar batel the shliach u debatle. Shlai shishluchu legarsha beget zeh. Does the dibor mevatel dibor? Well, get you bein ain't no nifsel. It's mevatel the shlich. It's not mevatel the get. The get's bein. The get's a good get. What's wrong with the get? So the get's not puzzle. Ayin sham, b'divrei agimore. As mevo'ar, we see from this Gemara, the naktinan lehilchasa, that la'alacha, we learn that if the husband says that the get that I gave you is batal, this means that he's mevatal the shlichus, and osi dibur, u mevatal dibur, like Rashi explains. Now, we have a kasha. What's the havamina that the second shliach can't be mevatel the first shliach? Because the second shlichus is no more powerful than the first shlichus. Ma pitam. The whole koch of the first shlichus is only mitzad the Baal. And since the Baal sent after him a second shliach to mevatel the first shlichus, why don't we say that asi dibor mevatel dibor, and the shlichus of the first guy is batel? What's the havamina b'chal? Why can't the second guy be mevatel the first guy? Asi dibor mevatel dibor. The husband's dibor can come and be mevatel his dibor. Ma ba'ya po. As nagali yashev kach. Yesh lachkor k'shabal shalach shliach sheni levatel shlichus shel harishon. When the husband sends a second shliach to be mevatel the shlichus of the first guy. And the second shliach says to the first guy that the get that the second shliach sent, that the mishaleach sent, is batel. Who is being the one being mevatel the first shlichus? We can explain it two ways. One way to explain it is b'emes, the husband is the one being mevatel the shlichus of the first shliach. And that he needs the second shliach to tell the first shliach that it's batel is just a gilui milsa be'alma shabal bitel b'shlichus v'shel harishon. It's just a gilui milsa. He's just revealing that the husband's the one doing it. Because without the husband saying to the shlich rishon that the shlich was his batel, the bittel is not moel. Unless the husband does it in front of two or three people, as we see later on in the sugya, daf lamed beis amid beis. Or do we say that the mevatel is the second shliach? That he's telling the first shliach that the husband was mevatel his shlichus. And the second shliach is the one doing the bittul shlichus. So who's the one doing the bittul shlichus? So maybe in this chakir is tali the shayla, if the second shliach mevatel the first shliach, if we say that the pulas habittul is done by the second shliach, so we can say that his shlichus is not more powerful than the first guy's shlichus. Adaram, but the first guy is the stronger shlichus because the first shliach was appointed by the husband. And he was mekabel the koach from the husband to take the get from the megarish, from the mishaleach. But the second shlich who's come to him about the shlichus of the first guy is not the baal get. So the first shliach is acting on behalf of the Baal. So he's empowered by the Baal. He's shlucho kamosa like the Baal. So memela, when the second shliach comes around, he can say to him, listen, I'm a kli rishon, you're a kli sheni. If we hold that the second shliach is the one doing the bittul shlichus, so then the first shliach can say to him, I'm a kli rishon, you're a kli sheni. So how can a klisheni be mevatel the klirishon? And therefore, saka daitin, so therefore we would have thought that the shliach can't be mevatel the shlichus of the first guy, because he's weaker. The first guy is coming mikoch the baal, and the second guy is the one doing the bitul shlichus on his own. Of course, the baal told him, but he's the one being mevatel the shlichus, but when the one holding the get, he's empowered by the baal. He's more connected to the baal. We say that he's shlichu kumoso like the baal. And the second guy, if we say that he's the one being mevatel the shlichus, the Baal gave him the red light, but he's the one being the mevatel the shlichus. So we say to him, listen, you're weaker. The first shliach can say, you're weaker than me. So the kamash malan is, no. It's the husband doing the bittul, and the shliach, the second shliach, is a maisa koif ba'alma, just like a monkey. Just a monkey. And therefore the husband is doing the bittul just like the husband, just like the one he sent to get with is a kli rishon. So to the mevatel is a kli rishon. And in fact, this is what the Rebbe Kiva Eger writes in the published in the Kovetz Mefarshim on Gittin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And it would appear that in this chakir is tada machlokas Rambam Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's cited by the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, that the Rambam Gerish in 6:16 writes, Shliach shenatol get v'kodem sheyegia liyada isha choyzer abal v'omer get sheshalachti im chabotul hu, o ish kodem ram li shalachti get sheshalachti li chabotul hu, o shol shliach achi lebatlo, o shom alachem get sheshalachti li shti batul hu, harei ze batul v'af agav sheyegia get liyada b'chol mevatel b'fnei achem tzorech levatel b'fnei shnayim. So Rambam writes that if a shliach takes a get, before it comes to the hand of the woman, the husband says to the shliach, the get that I sent you is batel. Or he said to the woman, the get that I sent you is batel. Or he sent the shliach to be mevatel the get. Or he said to others that the get that I sent to my wife is batel. It's batel, even though she receives the get. And if you're mevatel in front of other people, it must be done in front of two people. Beis Yosef writes that it's mashma from the Rambam that if someone's mevatel, bifnei ha'isha, bifnei ha'shliach, bein al-yidei atzma, bein al-yidei shliach, ein tzarech shum eid. One is mevatel in front of the woman, or in front of the shliach, whether he does it on his own, or whether he does it through a shliach, he doesn't need any witnesses. Lo tzarech shum eid. But if he's mevatel bifnei ha'cheirim, then he needs two eid. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, cited by the Beis Yosef, that if the second shliach goes mevatel, the shliach goes to the first guy, he has to be mevatel in front of two other Edim. Because the shliach has been koma baal. If the second shliach comes and he's mevatel the shlichus of the first guy, it must be in front of two Edim. It's mashma in the Rambam that if one is mevatel b'fnei isha b'fnei shliach, b'ein al-yidei atzmo b'ein al-yidei shliach, you don't need an aid. Even if you're mevatel al-yidei shliach, no aid is necessary. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds, no, that if the second shliach comes to be mevatel, he needs two edim. The Ran writes later on in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The hadim mevatel b'fnei acherim tzarich shnei edim, hayna mishum de'ein darish ev'erba pachos mishnayim. V'achaf agav demucha milsa shum mevatel mikol makum keim deleka edim, lo chashiv bitel. The Ran writes that if one is mevatel b'fnei acherim, you need two witnesses. That's because ein darish ev'erba pachos mishnayim. And even though it's muchach that he's being mevatel the get, nevertheless, since there's no edim, it's not considered bitel. Tosis Rit talks about this, 34a. So it would appear that their machlokes, when you're mevatel ayde shliach, you require edim is talay in arach hakira. If the mevatel is the bala mishalech or the shliach, if the mevatel is the mishalech and the shliach is just a ma'isa koif ba'alme, so you don't need edim when he sends a shliach to mevatel, because it's like the bala is doing it. But if he's doing his own ma'isa, the shliach, it's him being mevatel, for that you need two edim. Because if you hold that it's the husband doing the bittul, so asi dibur mevatel dibur. But if it's the shliach being mevatel, so the first shlichus wasn't done by the dibur of the second shliach. So what right does he have to mevatel it? Asi dibur mevatel dibur. You can be mevatel your own dibur. With what right does this second shliach have to be mevatel the dibur of the first shliach? So therefore, you need two edim because ein davar shevei pachas mishnayim to be mechadesh and nuchalos davar shevei erva. You need two people. So that's why two people are necessary. If you hold that it's the second shlech b'mevato, because it's a nuchalos, this would be talo in the chakira of the lekach tov, Moreno Hagon Rabbi Yosef Engels itself. With regard to shlichus, do we say that the shliach is mamish kegufa mishaleach? And that would be how the Rambam holds. And therefore, it's the mishaleach b'mevato the shlichus. So we say no. It's the shliach is separate from the mishalech. He's just given the power that the totzah of his actions, the outcome of his actions, relate back to the mishalech. That's how Rabbeinu Yerucham holds. So since it's the mice of this, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, of the second shliach, and it's not the mice of the baal, mamele, you need these two edim, b'machadesh and uchalos. And with this, we could be miyashev the kasha of the kedusha of kiveger and asugya. And what the Ma'arit writes, that a person can make a shliach to be makdish ashore, because merely his words weren't given over to a shliach. So Rabbi Kiveger says, we see here that the husband makes the shliach to be mevatel the first shlichus. So that's only merely, and nevertheless he can make a shliach. Or based on what we said, Bedas HaRambam, where the husband makes a shliach to be mevatel the shlichus of the first guy, so the bittul is being done by the husband. Not that you need to make a shliach to be modia, to inform of the bittul, is only an information, it's only informative, it's Haidah Ba'alma, that it's the husband being mevatel the shlichus, but etzem chalei's bittul is being done by the husband, not by the shlich, so therefore it's not shaykh the din of milu mimsur l'shlich. Because dafka, when you make a shlich to be makdish yashor, so there the hekdish is done by the shlich, there you can't give over words b'shlichus, milu lo mimsur l'shlich. Ki ein ha-shlich oisem maise, l'sham b'befiv sheshor shel ploni, kadosh. He's not doing a maise, he's just saying something, and the shlich wants to be pol. This chalais hekdesh, the shliach can't do that. Milu lo mimsur on the shliach. But in our case, the bittul shlichus is done through the husband, and the second shliach is just being megale what the first husband did. The second shliach is just being megale what the husband is doing, and memela the shlichus is effective. And that's why the Rama writes in Eben Ezer, Kuf Memal of Sif Samach Beis, that the husband can write down that he doesn't want the shliach to give the get. And that's a bittul, because he's allowed to be mevatel, even al yedei ksiva. L'chor ksiva is not shlichus. and that that ksiba is effective, it must be because here you don't need a din shlichus al gufa bittel, because the bittel is done by the baal, and the ksiba is just a gilui milsa. The mail is not shaykh to say milo min from the shliach, because that's only when the shliach has to be machadish al chalos din chadash, in order to be makdish ashore. But here the shliach isn't doing any new chalos, because the etzim abittel is being done by the husband. And with the shliach, he just has to be modiyah the shliach, but that's what he wants, is to inform him. So, yesh kamuvan laharich b'chol advarim ha'elu. Some say this is midin ksiva kedibur. Tizchei tshuva was mitzayin d'dvar ha'b'nei bris avram. Yerodeyan and tes. So, mitz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us life, and hopefully we will revisit this. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.